creating a pluralistic broadcasting industry in Zambia through fair, transparent, and effective regulation.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We take a look at stories making headlines. Government confident the Lopito Corridor project will start in 2026 early. Mao Sampa granted 1 million Kwacha Bell pin name track. Trump suggests Ukraine settlement is coming soon as he unveils board of peace members.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
The details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwate. Government has expressed confidence that the Lobito Corridor project will commence as scheduled in early 2026. The project includes expanding the existing railway line and developing an 800-kilometer railway line to further connect Zambia. The project is anticipated to be operational before 2028. And Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Chepoga Mlenga, says that the Lobito Corridor is a private sector-led project and not by the government of the United States or Europe. Mr. Mlenga says that the government project will go on as planned, especially that the final processes have been concluded. He says that cutting of funding by the United States and other sections are being imposed on other countries, including the current situation between the US and European countries, will not have a negative impact on the project. Mr. Mlenga says that the project is independently financed despite the United States and other European countries being key partners.
It's not being funded by the US government. It's funded and supported, yes, it is being supported and inspired by the US government and the European Union, but by the private sector. So whatever is happening is not something that we can talk about right now to our consequences of the Lobito Corridor. Geopolitics will always be there, but businesses must continue. The Lobito Corridor is a business, it's an economic activity undertaking. Look at what happens in these big countries. They've got a lot of issues with each other. Like America and China, you see them talking about many other things. But China is America's biggest trading partner. So we should separate geopolitics from economics and trading.
The Professional Teachers Union of Zambia, PROTUS, has called on both the government and the private sector to prioritize investment in teacher accommodation to enhance the country's education sector. In a recent interview, PROTUS General Secretary Dr. Kangwa Musenga emphasized a critical role that adequate housing plays in improving teaching and learning outcomes across the nation. Dr. Musenga highlighted that many teachers face challenges due to insufficient and inadequate accommodation, which can adversely affect their ability to deliver quality education. The call for better accommodation comes as Zambia continues to strive for improvement in educational standards and infrastructure. Dr. Musenga urged stakeholders to recognize and the investment in teachers' living conditions is not just a matter of welfare, but a fundamental. Dr. Musenga suggested that collaboration between the government and the private sector could result in innovative housing solutions that are both sustainable and affordable.
Advocacy for the teachers. The accommodation is a very serious issue, which has the potential to influence the service delivery. Almost all schools in the country need to have accommodation. We call upon any other stakeholders to partner with government, including the unions, with the unions of the project of plots, schools, the teachers should actually be part of it. But for the government, even repair the teachers' houses in rural areas so that they are much more habitable. I know you can do it, and you'll be anxiously waiting for site developers to encourage the teachers even to go and work in the rural areas.
The Lusaka Magistrate Court has granted Material Member of Parliament Mao Sampa 1 million kwacha bill pending trial in recognizance and two working sureties from Lusaka with introductory letters from lawyers. Mr. Sampa, who appeared before the Lusaka Principal Magistrate Webster Milumbe this afternoon, pleaded not guilty to one count of use of computer systems to commit an offence contrary to Section 20 of the Cyber Crimes Act Number 4 of 2025. He was arrested for allegedly claiming the Electoral Commission of Zambia opened a fake polling station in Lusaka's Chawama during the January 15, 2026 parliamentary by-election following a complaint by ECZ Rafael Zapiri. During the proceedings, Mr. Sampa's lawyer, Charles Echangano, applied for bail pending trial in line with Section 123 of the Criminal Procedure Code on the basis that his client is not a flight risk. The offense is bailable and will comply with the conditions the court will set. And PF Faction Acting President Kivando Binta says that the party is not intimidated by the 1 million kwacha bill slapped on Mao Sampa. Mr. Lubinda adds that Sampa should have been taken to court earlier, questioning the timing of the arrest. He also condemns a heavy police presence outside the court, saying it's unacceptable in a democracy for people to be identified at the court gates.
We know that Mao Sampa cannot be a flight risk. I want to assure his surety that Mao Sampa cannot run away, so they mustn't be intimidated by the announcement of the 1 million kwacha bail. Mao Sampa will see his day in court, and I'm sure that he will come and exonerate himself. And I'm sure that Mao Sampa will take this opportunity to come and talk about how this country is applying law in a very unjust manner, how this country is applying law in a selective manner. There are many people who have made comments about the ECZ. Even during the Chawama by-election, some people claim that they had election results and yet they have not been arrested. There are some people who have claimed that the ECZ must declare them winners because...
And Patriotic Front Edwin Lifwekelo condemns Mao Sampa's arrest as selective justice and political interference, alleging that the ruling party is using laws to target opposition figures while tolerating violence from its own members, putting Zambia's democracy at risk.
The criminalization of electoral dissent and the blatant political interference in independent state institutions by President Hakainde Hichilema and the Electoral Commission of Zambia, as exposed by recent events surrounding the Chawama by-election. In any functioning democracy, the law is expected to be blind and impartial, applying equally to all citizens, regardless of political affiliation, social standing, or status. However, developments in Chawama present a disturbing departure from the democratic ideal, and to many Zambians, the scales of justice now appear visibly tilted.
Agriculture expert Gilbert Banders warned government regarding its handling of maize industry, emphasizing the urgent need for private sector to set up and embrace its significant role in the agricultural landscape. And Mr. Banders criticized the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, asserting that it should be allowed to focus solely on maintaining strategic reserves instead of being burdened with broader market responsibilities. He stressed the necessity for comprehensive support throughout the maize value chain, cautioning that dependence on government resources is unsustainable given its limited budget. He also highlighted the critical importance of investing in value addition for maize products. Mr. Banda warned that without innovation and diversification, Zambia risks are falling behind in a competitive agricultural market.
Strengthen the private sector so they can play not the briskest role, but a role of the major player in the maize value chain. Because I think one of the things which we need to remember is that, you know, the private sector should be the one that creates jobs, not government.
So I think in my view, that's government role should also be about access to markets. Access to markets.